Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
We've just arrived at the launch site, nearly said crash site then, and with me is Georgie. Georgie? Hello, Georgie. No, Dawny. Dawn and Jimmy. And Dawn, could you describe for our lovely listeners, because I know they won't believe me now that I'm actually doing this, could you describe where we are and what we have in front of us?
Right, we're in a square field, it's quite small, and it's surrounded by trees and bushes. And in the middle are two very large, what do you call these?
Trailers.
Trailers, yeah. And inside the trailers, I assume, are the balloons. So we'll watch them open up. There's quite a few people here, quite a few cars.
I think they're going to launch two balloons tonight.
Yeah.
And we've already been asked if I'm on one list, which...
You won't.
I'm not.
So hopefully you're
rather hoping I'm going to be on the other list.
So we can wander over, I suppose.
I guess so.
Good evening.
We don't know where we're flying with.
Okay.
I'll play it somewhere.
Okay, if I call your name out, could you kindly come over to me and we'll check your name? I think it's Kieran Chummer. Numan Pasha. Brian Bennett. Susan Bennett. Dot Pavey. Pat Pavey.
It's on.
Richard
on.
Vogue.
Yes.
Okay. So...
One.
Hi. You're doing the forms. Do you have a green form to fill in?
I haven't had it yet, no.
Okay. Well, we'll solve that. There's a card for you to read if you would be kind enough to give it back to me, please.
Thank you very much.
Are you both flying with us?
No, I'd like to. But
okay.
So no smoking.
This is just absolutely no marijuana is also one.
Okay.
So liability form.
Fantastic. Well, I'm complete liability, so...
Fill that in, please. Sign it. That's for the location is Ebono, where we'll be taking off from.
Ebono, how do you spell that?
E-B-E-R-N-O-E.
Alright. I'll do that now.
E-B-E-R-N-O-E. The pilot will sign that, and the rest of you could just fill in for us, please.
Fantastic.
Read the card so you know do's and don'ts.
Will do.
And we need that back before we fly.
Going up in a hot air balloon has been one of the most exciting and thrilling adventures of doing the Richard Vobes radio show. The atmosphere on arrival was electric. Two large off-road Land Rover vehicles arrived at the launch site, each pulling a 12-foot-long trailer. Jimmy, Dawn and I watched with awe as the team from Champagne Balloon Flights, in association with the British School of Ballooning, began to unpack all the equipment.
And we've got a yellow card here, which says passenger briefing card. No smoking within 100 metres of the balloon or transport. No dangerous goods, including aerosols, cans, lighters, matches, guns, and knives, are not allowed on the balloon. Beware of the inflation fans. Do not go within 2 metres of them. Be aware of any ropes. Do not stand between the balloon and the transport at any time. On the reverse, we've got
approaching
and landing. Stow cameras and videos ready for landing. Do not have them loose around your neck. Look for power lines, obstacles on approach. Point them out to the pilot. Oh, excuse me. You're just about to fly into something. Brace for landing. Knees bent. Hold on tight with both hands. Follow the pilot's instructions. Stay in the basket. Fire extinguishers and first aid kits are found in the transport and pilot section of the balloon. Know where they are. Presumably, they will point that out when we're in. So it looks like everybody's just getting everything ready. We've got two balloons, as I said earlier, and the basket's there are about a good 8 foot by, I don't know, four foot square or oblong, as the case may be. There's half a dozen crew members to each basket. Well, I'd say half a dozen, that might be an exaggeration, there's about four. They separated the baskets about 200 yards apart, and I suppose there's about, let's have a look, there's about 20 people, I guess, maybe 30 or 40 in total, with all spectators and what have you. It's quite exciting, really. Nothing like the hoax at all. There's actually people here, and no doubt they'll give me an induction as we go. We've just filled in all the relevant security and insurance forms. The pilot there is now walking very confidently towards the basket with a big map in his hand so that he knows exactly where he is going to take us. He's got a little haversack with a few gloves, and he's looking very smart and tanned. Which, no doubt,
what to do with it.
Well, I should think, if you're up there in the sky, you're nearer the sun. Right, yes. He's jumping into the basket now, and there he goes, he's in the basket. It is similar to my homemade invisible basket, the fake basket that I had made of wicker, thick wicker. There's some support poles that they're placing in, and a couple of ropes which they're dangling over. They're loading up the firing thing, the jet thing. There are three jet cylinders as opposed to my little primer stove in my hoax attempt, which they're lowering onto four little legs which attach to the basket itself. And if I can just get a bit closer there to grab some sound. Yeah, we'll try and grab some stills, of course. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
If you pull down a piece like that, you know you're not
going to finger
trap. All right, we hope.
All right, it looks looking.
We've got four pilots here.
Have you?
And it's always a recipe for disaster because everybody thinks they know the answer, you see.
But right.
In fact, we've got three very senior pilots and one quite experienced pilot, all flying the same balloons.
Oh, right. So how many pilots do you need then to fly a balloon?
One.
Just one?
One, but on this occasion we're...
Making up the numbers.
We're making up the numbers because we're doing a series of checks on quality amongst the pilots, each of us checking the other, so there's a sort of hierarchy of checks going on.
Oh, I see.
Because under the civil aviation rules, when you're taking passengers for a flight, for safety reasons, the pilot has to have a check every year. And the balloon similarly has to have a check every year or every 100 hours. So there's a lot of quite detailed inspection and checking goes on. And that's what we're doing here tonight.
So oh, right.
We're not actually checking the balloon tonight, but we're checking the pilot.
Oh, right. Never mind the balloon then.
No, the balloon's been checked already. Don't worry. We're not leaving that to chance.
No, of course not. What do you call the jet things at the top there?
The burners.
The burners.
Triple things. Burners, yeah, that's right. And that's obviously where all the heat comes from. Are you flying tonight?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Never done it before, uh-huh. So it's going to be an absolute thrill.
Alan is the pilot who's going to do all the hard work tonight. He's the one in the burgundy shirt, so he's the one you should listen to when he's
right,
to
absolutely.
Give you a briefing, right?
Actually, never having been up this close to a balloon before, it's interesting to see that the balloon basket is compartmentalised.
Mm.
And the perception is that it is just an open basket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for the smaller balloons it is, but with this size it has to be in order to prevent people from falling on top of each other.
Oh,
if you have a tip over
and moving around presumably unexpectedly.
Well, you've got to have a weight distribution, otherwise, with such a large basket you actually sort of fly slightly at an angle. But, I mean, that basket down there is just a small open basket that just carries two people.
Oh, right. So is that one going up as well? So three balloons going
there's
up tonight?
Four balloons going
up.
Oh, four?
Because
there's two down there. That's not Ali. That's somebody else's.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a regular
Ian,
balloon event.
That's Ian and the other guy, John. Ian and John.
So it's sort of like a little mini balloon fest then tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. So you're in the right place
at
the right
time. Yeah, well, you see, I was supposed to be doing it yesterday morning, and it was all overcast and horrible.
Yeah, well, so it's much nicer night tonight.
It's visibility's good and clear, nice still air.
Right, I'm just going to...
Yeah, no, you carry on. Absolutely.